Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, all praises to the Most High God of Israel. Oh man, the one and only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Joe Israel, here with my beautiful Rhea Serene Israel. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you first and foremost. Shabbat Shalom, Queen.
Shabbat Shalom, King Free. Shabbat Shalom, family.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom.
Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Yes. Once again, we are in that creation mode. We're in that creation study. We are studying the creation of God. We are studying those things that belong to him in the creation. You know, and we love these things belonging to the creation of God, because along the way, we get to deal with other stuff in the creation. You know what I mean? We get to deal with other things. It's like, you know, okay, well, you're dealing with the creation and, you know, light, water, earth, but it's so much more involved. And that's what we're going to get into. Today, we're dealing with the earth. We're dealing with the third day. And last week, we dealt with the waters. The week before that, we dealt with the waters. And last weekend, we dealt with where the waters go to. And we went in detail how God gave commandments that the water would not cover the earth again, and that where did all that water go that was on earth? It covered the whole planet. Where did the water go? Did it evaporate? Where did it go? And so we're going to have to cover a little bit of those things just so that we can bring the earth out of the water. Amen. So this is that. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up with prayer, gonna open up with a scripture, and we're gonna get started in this precept. I'm so excited for this one. Here come the earth. So with that being said, we're gonna ask anyone, everyone, our brothers and sisters, if you can, our brothers, uncover your head, and our sisters to cover your head as we approach the Father and stand and face to the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us, Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on the hearers and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 51, verses 1 through 13. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Well,
amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. And we want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. And today we are dealing with that creation. What is it? What is the creation? What do it mean to us? What are these things he done? I mean, he didn't do them in vain. These things he didn't just put together just to be doing something. He laid out all these things for us because he said, my sons and daughters are going to inherit these things. So my take is why? What are these things that he's saying that we're going to inherit? Amen. So this is that thing. And we are dealing with the third day. We're dealing with the third day in the creation and what it means to us. Right? So let's get this started. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 8. Genesis 1 and 8. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 8 reads, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding seed fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
So we have a lot going on here in this third day. You got a lot going on, man. Not only do you have the waters dissipating off of the planet, the earth coming forward, but you have the fruit of the earth bringing forth fruit. What do you mean? That's us. We come out the earth. We got to bring forth fruit, too. We ain't got to that part yet. We're going to get to that. Shalom, Israelite. We haven't gotten to that. We ain't getting to that yet because we got a lot to get to before we even get to that point. Here it is. Let's start this back at verse 9. Okay, because now what we're going to do, we're going to revisit a little bit of what we dealt with last week, and that is how God called the water to dissipate off the planet. So we're going to cover a little bit of that. Shalom, bro. Haven't seen you in a while. We got to call each other. We got to talk. Love you, man. Always will. Love you, Marsha. Hugs and kisses. You already know. Look, where did all that water go? Where did it go? Where did he do with it? Now, we're going to deal with a little bit of it because we got to move forward because he said we got to deal with the fruit, the trees, and everything to come from it. So let's start this in verse 8, verse 9. Read that again, and then we're going to go from there. Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9 reads, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place."
One place. So the water just didn't just evaporate. It was gathered into one place. Where? That's the first question. That's the first thing you need to ask your father. God, where did the water go? He said it went to one place. That means it's written where it went. Continue.
Verse 10, "And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas."
Not oceans, seas, not ocean, seas. Ocean is a satanic word like Neptune and Poseidon and things like that. We don't use those terms. We use the term that the Bible used, seas, right? So he said, in the waters that he gathered, he called seas, and God said that it was good. Now let's look at this. Where did he gather this water from? Let's go into Genesis chapter 7, and let's pick it up at verse 19.
Genesis 7 and 19.
Yes, Genesis 7 and 19. When you receive it, read.
Genesis chapter 7 and verse 19 reads, "And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the water prevail, and the mountains were covered."
See, now, 15 cubits was the water covered the earth. You mean the waters of the planet, 15 feet? That's like 200 feet above the planet, above the waters. Nobody was surviving this. And he said they were seas. Now, these seas wasn't just like the seas we see, you know, all calm and everything. This didn't have any order. These seas was roaring. I mean, roaring. And he said this. He said, and they were 15. He said they were what? 15 cubits above the earth.
15 cubits upward did the waters prevail.
Above the mountains. Look, the tallest wave, let me reiterate this. The tallest wave ever recorded was 1,720 feet tall. 1,720 feet tall. We never seen nothing like that. We're not prepared for anything like that. The Empire State Building is 1,454 feet tall. The tallest wave that was ever measured is 300 feet taller than the Empire State Building. That's water. That's weight. That's power. That's coming that cannot be stopped. That was on the planet before we was here. That was on the planet that was, that's why he said, let the waters be gathered into one place. That waters was all over the world. That water was everywhere. It was all over the planet. That's those things. You see, this is that. So now you got waters on waves on this earth that's roaring, that's taller than the Empire State Building. He's going to allow that to happen again because he said this. He said that the waters will cover some of these places. The islands are going to disappear. Things like that. Some of these islands are disappearing right now as we know it. So we got waves it that's recorded in our time, not in the days of Noah, not in the beginning, but in our times, 400 feet taller than the Empire State Building. Go stand in front of the Empire State Building, look up at it, and say, that's a body of water coming. What you gonna do with it? What could our elders do in the days of Noah when that water, that kind of body of water came at them? What could they do with it? Nothing. Nothing. So when he cleaned the earth up in the days of Noah, he cleaned it up. Where are we?
Genesis 1:9-10.
Pick it up. Yes. 19. That was 19 and 20. Yeah, that was 19 and 20. And I need you to skip down to verse 24.
Oh, wait, hold on. One second there. I'm going to put this on your line.
And also, read that 20 again. It says 15 cubits, I'll read it, 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the waters and the mountains was covered. That means the tallest mountains in the planet, like Mount Everest, the waters was over 200 feet taller than Mount Everest. It was no way man was going to survive this here catastrophe. None, no way whatsoever. We've seen tsunamis come and just wash shores off and things like that. And it, you know, and they come and they powerful, but they wasn't 1,700 feet tall. You know what I mean? At best, they was at, what, two or three stories tall? You're talking about tall as the Empire State Building. You're talking about wiping out all of Florida, all of Texas, all of California. All of California. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1. Because we got to get the water off the earth in order for the earth to appear. Remember now, he gave the law that the earth should appear. So now we got to bring the earth out of the water. Where did the water go in order for the earth to appear? Genesis 8 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 8, verse 1, read.
Uh-huh.
And God remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters its way. The fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven.
The fountains of the what?
The fountains also of the
deep. The fountains of the deep. So that's where the waters went. It went into the what? The deep. It went back into the deep. That's where the waters went. It didn't dissipate. It didn't evaporate. The Lord got drainage systems in the planet that the waters can go into. So in order for the earth, to appear, the waters had to dissipate off the planet. And he said he got a place that he called the deep for the seas to go to. Not a river, not a flowing little drain or a spring, anything. The seas, he have a place for that to go to. We covered that last week. We went into detail with that. Now we getting the earth out the water. Why? Because we got to get this earth out the water. We got to bring the earth out the water like a woman. You know, the earth is a woman. What happened when a woman give birth? The waters got to break. Right? Continue.
Genesis 8 and verse 3 reads, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days of water, the waters were.
So he made sure that there was no way a man could survive that. If the waters was 200 feet above the highest mountain, it wasn't a tree that a man could be on. It wasn't a mountain that a man could be on. It was no way that he could be on top of anything to survive, especially for 150 days, 6 months. He could not survive that. It would be impossible for him to survive anything like that. For 150, he could even be in a boat. The waters was just too great, too powerful. He had turned the waters back to the days that it was in the beginning. When he had waters on the planet, when he said, and the waters covered the earth. Those were seas. And those waves weren't just little bitty waves that we see crashing upon the shores. They were tall. They were powerful. They were over almost 2,000 feet tall. 2,000 feet. That's, imagine the Sears Tower. A wave coming at you the size of the Sears Tower. The size of the Empire State Building. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms chapter 78 and 15. Psalms 78 and 15 and read to the 16. Psalms 78 and 15, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 78 and verse 15 reads, he clayed the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depth.
So that's where the water went and went into the deep. Like he said, he gave them drink out of the rock. That was Moses. Moses had hit the rock and the waters came up, right? But he said they came from the depth. That's where the waters went during the time of Noah and the time that we're reading about right now in the creation when he said, let the dry land appear. Now the waters went into the mountains. The waters went into the rocks. That's why Moses was able to hit the rock and waters came out. Not just a little trickle of water, just to come and get a cup and you get you a drink out of it. And, you know, you got, you know, like we see the people in Africa starving to death for a bottle of water. No, 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 no. We had rivers of waters running out that water. Rivers of water. Rivers. Gallons. Millions of gallons running out of that rock. Because it had to supply a whole bunch of people, cattle, and things like that. Amen?
Amen.
If that wasn't enough to show you that you are dealing with a true and living God, if that wasn't enough to show us that we were dealing with the God of the universe, I don't know what we needed, man, as a people. No wonder he said they're going to die in the wilderness. No wonder our fathers died in the wilderness. No wonder. Where are we?
Amen. We stopped at, we're in the middle of verse 16.
Continue. Read the 16 again.
I'll do 15 and 16 again.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 78 and verse 15 reads, he clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the depth, out of the great depth. 16. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers.
See that? So he caused the waters to come out of the great depth. What do you mean? He had waters up under the planet. He has waters inside of the planet that he called the mountains. That's where all that water went. And he called them streams. We read that in last week's lesson. He called them streams. What do you mean? Because you got to have flowing waters to keep the water clean. Every 15 feet, purify the waters that make it drinkable. You know, so you got like, say you in a wilderness or a forest or anything like that, and you run into a spring, and the spring has got a downflow to it. Every 15 feet, that water is purified. Every 15 feet. So you're allowed to drink that water. You can't drink still water. You can't drink water that's stagnated. The water got to flow. So he got underground springs to keep the water circulating. And he said, that's where the water went. It went into the depths. So now he's calling the earth to come up out of the water. He called the earth to have a drainage system, which he called the depth. Now let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 33 and verse 6. Psalms 33 and verse 6. And when you receive it, read.
Psalms 33 and verse 6 reads, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He laid up the depth in storehouses.
So he got a place for the waters that he called storehouses. So what happened when he said, let the dry land appear, he allowed the waters to go into this place that he called the deep, and he also called storehouses. What do you mean? He had them stored for the days of Noah. Are we listening? Are we reading our books? Are we paying attention to the things that we're reading, or are we waiting on somebody to just tell us what's inside the book? Are we taking the time to say, God, this is really something that you're doing with us? How can we inherit this and we don't even know what it's there for or what we're doing with it? How can we inherit anything that got the power of water, not just a wave? Now, we've seen the floods and the hurricanes, and we're amazed at those things of a hurricane, but we haven't seen a wave that's 200 feet taller, 400 feet taller than the Empire State Building. He want to give us power to have power over that. And are we worthy? This lesson ain't, these precepts ain't about us just sitting up here trying to be, you know, oh man, look, this is creation. Look, we're talking about things that belong, you know, that's the creation, you know, oh, let there be light, this and no, man, these are the things that he said he's going to give us. And he's going to give us power over the things that belong to the creator. The firmament, which have no, I mean, absolute no measure of power whatsoever. I mean, supreme power. It controls the planets. He's going to give us that kind of power to control the firmament, which control the planet, which control our solar system. And he's going to give us power to control waves that is over 400 feet taller than an Empire State Building. Imagine that kind of power coming at us. Imagine that kind of force. And imagine what type of person we have to be to even receive that type of mercy, that he even allow us to even entertain that. You see, so this is that thing. Amen. So we're going to go back to Genesis. We're going to go back to Genesis, and we're going to pick it up at verse 1 and verse 9. And when you receive it, read Genesis 1 and 9. So now we see there's a place that he called water. He said it's a storehouse. He said it's a depth. He said it's the deep. He got this place with the water there. He said when the earth, he said, let the dry land appear. So the water had to go somewhere for the earth to appear. Look, in California, you know, it's a scientific fact, an archaeological fact that they're sitting on a mountain and there's a cavern inside of the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, that can swallow all of California. That's how tall the mountains are we on right now, that's in the water. We're on a mountain. We live on the earth, which is a mountain that's outside of the water. Stop it, man. This is just, you know, it looks flat, but it's not flat. That's why you get measurement. Like, this is above this sea level. This is above sea level. This is above sea level. Why? Because we are on a mountain that's above the sea. Let the earth appear, right? So let's look at that. Genesis chapter 1, verse 9, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 9 read.
Uh-huh.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together.
We just found out he got storehouses for that. Go ahead.
Into one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so.
Okay. So now here come the dry land. Let's look at that. Let's go into Psalms chapter 12 and verse 6. Psalms 12 and 6. And when you receive it, read.
Psalms 12 and 6 reads.
Read down to Psalms 12 and 6. And read to the 7. Yeah.
Just 6 and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 12, verse 6 reads, and Abram passed through the land.
No, Psalms 12 and verse 7.
Psalms 12 and 7 reads. What?
Okay, read.
We're going to re-look at this as we always do. Psalms 12 and 7.
Uh-huh.
In Jesus' name reads. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said.
Psalms 12 and verse 7.
You know, I don't know why I'm in seven. Genesis. Okay, amen.
Psalms 12
and
verse
7. Okay, I'm wrong. I'm so wrong.
7.
I'm so wrong. I'm in Genesis. I'm stuck in the creation.
It's all good, baby.
Psalms 12, verse 6 and 7. Amen. Mm. The word Forgive me. The words of the Lord are pure. See where
this water going?
Yeah. Are you praying before you drink it?
Yeah.
The words of the Lord are pure words and silver tried in a furnace of earth.
Look here. We got a furnace in the earth. That's that thing that we've been seeing called lava. That's that thing that we've been looking at that's in the center of the earth is lava, man. That's the furnace, man. That's the beginning of the planet. It was no such thing as water on the planet. He put water on the planet once he created the earth from the heaven. Heaven is on fire, Jack. We can't go to heaven. We're not going to heaven. We'll never see it because we can't survive the elements of heaven. In fact, he said the furnace of the earth. That's that molten lava right now. So that's where earth came from, right there. That. Now, let's look at that. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 28. No, let's go into Genesis 1 and verse 1, right? Genesis 1 and 1, because we got to bring the earth up, because he said the furnace of the earth, right? So in order for the earth to come up, we have to have this thing that he created the earth, right? We already dealt with this. We're not, the third day he didn't create the earth. The third day he called the things to come out of the earth. Let's get that straight. He created the earth in the first day. Read on.
Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
See that? So he created the earth out of heaven. Now, the question is, what do heaven look like? That's the next thing. If I'm going to create the earth out of heaven, then what did heaven look like? Let's start. Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 14. Ezekiel 28 and 14. Remind you that we already covered this. We already covered what heaven looked like. We did those things because those things are in the first day. Right? We're in the third day right now. We're moving right along. But see, the Lord is showing us something here. He said the furnace of the earth. What is the furnace? That thing that we look at and that we have no control of, it's called molten lava. That's eternal, man. We can't touch it. And once it comes up, once it hit the water, what do it do? It turns into earth. Once it hit the air, it turns into the earth. Watch this. Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 14. When you receive it, read.
Ezekiel 28 and 14 reads, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth."
So we ain't dealing with Satan right now. We ain't dealing with the angels right now. We just dealing with where he was, that he got kicked out of, right? He got kicked out of heaven. Watch this. Watch how God described heaven. Continue.
"Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire."
So he was upon the mountain of God. He was in the midst of the stones of fire. Heaven is on fire. That's why we can't go there. That's why we can't see it. That's why no man can go there or ever go there. Heaven is on fire. The earth was created from heaven. When he created all things, he started with nothing. Okay, who think of that? Who think of, okay, I'm finna create something, but I need to start with nothing, so I'm gonna create nothing to create something. Who think of that? Who think of nothing? How much power nothing have? What? How much power do nothing have? Nothing have power to house everything. Read on.
Ezekiel 28:15 reads, "Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. But the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned."
That he's still talking about the devil. When the devil sinned in heaven, he's talking about this conversation. We're not dealing with that right now. We're dealing with the earth being created from heaven that he called the furnace. What is this furnace? Read on.
Ezekiel 28:16, "By the multitudes of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned, Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God.
Out of the mountain of God, heaven, read on.
And I will destroy the old covering cherub.
From the midst of the stones of fire. Heaven is on fire, Jack. That's where the earth came from. So when the earth, when you look at that molten lava in Hawaii, that's the earth redoing itself. That's the earth creating itself. That's the most fertile material on the planet. That's why the leaves are immaculate. That's why the scientists is over there. That's why they over there right now trying to get all of that material, because they know that anything can grow out of that. It's pure. It's pure. We created, he said he created the earth from heaven, which is on fire. That molten lava is what we call a part of heaven. Ain't nothing we can do with it. We can't pour no water on it to put it out. We can't put no dirt on it to put it out. There's nothing we can do with it, because one, it's eternal. But the thing is, once it hit the air, it gives up what? Flesh. It start crusting. It turns into flesh like us.
Amen.
It turns into flesh. It get a crust on it. So here it is. Now, here come the mountains coming up. The mountain is coming up from these mountains of lava. Right? Let's look at that. Let's go into Isaiah 64 and verse 1. Isaiah 64 and verse 1. When you receive it, read. A D. Always welcome, man. Dag, always welcome.
Isaiah 64 verse 1.
Yeah, that's my old locker partner, man. Hey. Isaiah 64 and 1. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 64 verse 1 reads, "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down."
He said, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens." Listen at that. He said that you would rend the heavens, that the mountains will flow down. What do you mean? The lava will flow down at your presence. That's what he's talking about. That fire that's in the center of the earth that nobody can get to, that nobody can touch, nobody can live with, nobody can live without what we're created from. We're created from that. We're created from that thing that's called heaven, because the earth is created from heaven and it's eternal. Why? Because the earth don't do anything. All it do is recreate itself over and over and over again. And what do man do? Recreate itself over and over and over again. And what do we have? This eternal flame. If you put a heat sensor on all of us, I don't care where you are, you could be in a bank. The only way they won't see it is that you're in a vault. But your heat signature will let anybody know that you're an eternal flame. Once you die, that eternal flame or light, what God called in John chapter 1, is the light of God. That eternal fire, which is here that we're reading about, which is in the earth, is this lead to earth. That's not going to happen to the planet. The earth is reproducing itself. Why? Because that's what it is. That's the, in fact, read 2.
Amen. Isaiah 64 and verse 2 reads.
Yes, ma'am. Read down to the 4 when you get a chance.
Amen. As when the melting fire burneth.
What melting fire? Lava. Same thing. It's the same conversation. You can go, Hawaii is a witness to that. Hawaii is a witness that the earth is created from lava. We call it lava. The Father called it the melting fire. Or what Moses called it, heaven. Moses called it heaven. That's what it is. The earth is created from heaven. And heaven is on fire. That's it. The sun is created from heaven. That big ball of fire, it ain't capable of bringing forth flesh, because That fire that's in the sky, is it in water? The fire that's in the earth is in water. So what? When that water hit the earth, when the fire hit the water and it comes up, it turns into flesh. It creates the earth. When Adam was created, he was created in water. When he came out the water, he came out of the earth on fire. On fire. He had a heat signature. He had a heat signature. Continue.
Amen. Isaiah 64 and 2. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil.
There it is. What happened when a woman is in labor? She's boiling, Jack. She's bubbling. She is having a natural catastrophe in her own being. Her flesh is out of control. Her blood, her temperature is up and down. She is on fire like a volcano. Continue.
Amen. To make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence.
You think when people ain't got no control over lava, the only thing they can do is run. You know, here's a lava. Look, this is going to save our house, you think? Okay, we tell you what. I'm going to tell you one, you better leave. Two, you better leave. Three, that's on you. That's on you. You stick around trying to hold your house down while molten lava is coming, you about to die. Ain't nothing you can do at, because that's the eternal flame that the earth was created from. That's where the earth come from. It come from molten lava. Once it come out the water, it hit the earth. That constitute a compound, brings forth flesh, which bring a crust, which what we call earth. So that earth came out the water, which is started from that fire. Read on.
Amen. Isaiah 64 and 3 reads, when thou didst tremble.
Read that again.
When thou didst.
Terrible.
Thank you. Why is this? Look, it looks like.
I need
some more glasses.
No, you don't.
Yes, it is. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence.
Ain't that something?
Amen.
And then he gonna give us a 411. Watch this. Listen at this. Listen at this code. Listen at this cue. Verse 4, read.
Okay, verse 4. For since the beginning of the world.
There it is.
For since the beginning of the world.
I can read this from 4 to the 1 and it'll say the same thing, but it'll say it in the sense that from the sense of the beginning of the world, he caused the fire to come from the bottom of the ocean. The bottom of the seas, forgive me, the bottom of the seas of the waters, and he produced the earth. Read that for.
Isaiah 64 and 4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waited for him.
See, man, we ain't prepared for this. We ain't prepared to inherit this. We're not prepared to inherit this because we don't know nothing about it. We just think we're going to get it.
Yes.
One is because we're a Hebrew Israelite. Right. You horribly mistaken on that one.
Amen.
You are so wrong. I mean, like two left shoes. You are wrong. Like, duh, you like that. You wrong. You're not going to get this. The only way we get this, it's through the laws and statutes of God, humility and obedience. That's it. But we got to get to this, man. He's not just going to give us this kind of power. And we all over the place. We wicked. We hard to even deal with. We hard to correct. We don't want to even listen at the things that belong to God. But we want those things that come from him, like food. Oh, God, you so full of mercy. You're going to give us naturally what we need because you said to God. Okay. Yeah, you're right, but you won't get this. You're not getting this kind of power. You're not going to see this kind of power. ain't no way in the world the God of Israel is going to give you the power of the firmament that got the power of the whole entire cosmos or universe, that's holding the power of the sun in its place in the rotation of our solar system. He is not going to give us that kind of power. He is not going to give us the power of the water that's on this planet that has the force to go as tall as the Empire State Building. In the power of it, he is not going to do it if we're not obedient.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. So we see that the earth is created from lava. The earth is created from lava, which is what we found is heaven, or the eternal flame from heaven. The earth is from heaven. It was created, taken from heaven, just like the sun and the moon was taken out of heaven, and all them stars was taken out of heaven, and you got all these stars and the suns and all that stuff. You got suns that's in the cosmos that's ginormous, that's as big as our cosmos. I mean, as big as our universe. No, as big as our Milky Way. Okay. We got suns that's as big as our Milky Way. Right? And he's not going to give us that kind of, he's not going to give us that authority, and we're not obedient. You can forget about it. First and foremost, we're trying to get just past the great white throne judgment, not just getting this. That's the other thing. We got to get past the great white throne, man. We can forget about it, man. We can't get past the great white throne. Ugh. And we're talking about, we think we finna get this kind of power. We think we are. No, we're not. Not without obedience. Not without humility. And the true and living God, righteousness. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 46 and verse 6, one verse. Psalms 46 and verse 6. Remember now, we're dealing with bringing the earth, we're causing the earth to come up out the water. Amen? We're dealing with the earth coming out the water. That's one verse, Psalms 46 and verse 6.
Psalms 46 and 6 reads,
yes, ma'am.
The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
Look, man, the heathens are out of control with their madness, and the heathens is raging against God. Oh, there's no God. We was created by a big bang. My great-grandfather was a tadpole. Okay. You say so. My great-grandfather was a monkey. Okay. You say so. Watch this. Watch this. I'm with that conversation. I don't believe in that madness. I hear to testify that foolishness.
Amen.
I'm not a primate, Jay. I'm created in the image of God.
Amen.
I'm created in the image of Adam, not a monkey. Yeah, we had creatures and stuff before us, but that was that. So what? They're not here now. We're here now. We're testifying of those things that belong to God. Maybe they had a speech on the God. Maybe they was writing in a cave. God is coming back. Good. Thank you for giving us that memo. Far as we got. That's far as your conversation go. Thank you for the dinosaurs and the oil. Because without the dinosaurs and the oil, we'll be burning every tree in the planet. Trying to keep warm. Or we would have killed every whale, every dolphin on the planet, trying to stay warm. Thank you, fossil fuel. He said, the heathen raged, the kingdoms are moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. Ask this ancient civilization called Pompeii. Pompeii was living right next to this mountain called Mount Posidius. That mountain lit up. Those people died in their tracks. I mean, they was mummified right then and there. That eternal flame mummified them right then and there. Because we flesh, they were immortalized right then and there. They were mummified, boom, right then and there. They were no longer a part of the living. That eternal fire got a hold of them. Nothing they could do. We don't want no parts of that. Why? Because the eternal fire in the center of the earth, that molten lava, which is untouchable, unstoppable, and there's nothing we can do about it, is that thing that he said is the earth coming forth, which brings life. All of that, with all the materials in it, all of the seeds, the trees, the plants, all the stuff that we need, steel, iron, gold, silver, is in that lava. Why? Because it's in heaven. All that gold, silver, all that stuff is in heaven. It's in heaven. It's in the foundations of heaven. What do you mean? Because the books say the foundations of heaven have 12 foundations. And then he described each and every last foundation in the materials. Here we are. So the earth is coming forth with those materials. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Nahum chapter 1 and verse 5. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 5. And I know my brothers and sisters are like, Nahum? Yeah, that's a book. You know.
Amen. Nahum 1 and 5 reads, the mountains quake at him, and the hills melt.
So when he said let the dry land appear, there was earthquakes beyond our imagination, beyond our comprehension, beyond anything that we could stand. He said, at his, the earth shook. Read on.
Amen. Verse 9, the mountains quake at him.
No.
And the hill.
No, pick it up at 4.
Nahum 1 and 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Nahum 1 and verse 4 reads, he rebuked the sea.
There it is. He rebuked the sea. So now the earth is coming out the sea. He rebuked the sea. Now the earth is coming forward. Read on.
And make it dry. And dry up all the rivers. Bashan. Languishes, and Carmel, and the flowers of Lebanon languishes. The mountains quake at him.
So when the mountains was coming up out of the earth, it was an earthquake beyond our comprehension, man. We couldn't stand it. It was nothing. If we was here with God, we would be, I couldn't even say if we would be horrified because we wouldn't have the spirit of death on us. So it would be something that we would even be fearing because we wouldn't have to fear death. The only reason fear is there because we had a fear of death. You know, Adam walked on water. He didn't think about dying because there was no such thing as death. Death didn't come into the picture until after they ate it from the tree. When Peter walked on the water, he had to fear death because life and death. He saw death. So he was afraid. He thought he was going to drown because he knew people drown. Adam didn't have that fear. He walked out there with what, like God said, come on out here. Let me show you what these dolphins and whales and sharks look like. He said, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Walked out there with him. Who knows? Adam lived to be 900 and some years old. He might have walked on a whole planet with God, the whole seas with God. We don't know. All I know is he didn't have no fear walking on the waters. That's the truth. And here it is, God is saying, now he's causing the earth to come up out the water. He said the earth was shaking, man. Here it comes. Read on.
Amen. Verse 5. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is...
The mountain is the molten lava. That's that fire that's in the center of the earth. That we see it every day in Hawaii. It's burning right now. It's burning in another part of the world. That molten lava is coming out the planet, and it recreate the planet. It recreate the earth, and water can't do nothing to it other than coexist. Once that lava hit the waters, it turned into earth. And everything that's in it, all the minerals, all those seeds, everything that we need to survive is in it. Continue.
Amen. Burn at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein.
Continue.
6. Who can stand before his anger?
Look, man, if we can't stand before an earthquake like that, how are we going to stand before God? You know, we act like God is, you know, he's so loving and such a cottontail of a bunny and things like that. We done made God simple and plain and corny. You know what I mean? We going to make God something that, you know, we could put into a box and control and not fear. I beg to differ, Jack. I ain't having no parts of y'all conversation. I know he the truth. And I ain't got nothing to do with nothing that he's doing or saying. All I'm here is coexisting and hoping he don't move on me while he moving on everything else. That's all I can ask. That's it. That's all we can ask. I'm looking at floods in down south. I'm looking at tornadoes down south. He doing his thizzle, and I can't do nothing about it but pray. That's it. All I can do about it is pray. That's all we can do about it is pray, because we sure can't stop it. Show me one man that can stop a tornado. Show me any instrument we have that can stop a hurricane. Show me any instrument we have that can stop an earthquake. Show me any instrument that we have that can stop a volcano. Show me any instrument that we have that can stop a landslide or anything to that effect. We don't. We are in subjection to the power of him. I ain't here for that. I'm here for the hey, God, look, Father, have mercy. I don't want to run into no tornadoes, no hurricanes, no typhoons, and no earthquakes. Show enough, no earthquake. And I don't want to run into no landslides. Those rocks are really big. I don't want none of that. And I show enough don't want to get caught in a volcanic slide or ashes. Who want to get caught in a volcanic ash storm? You'll suffocate right then and there. Boom, you're done. Instant, you're choked to death, you're done. So we don't want no parts of none of that. Just us. We just mad, but we don't think of that like that. We just think because we're doing things, we got things going, we're doing big things before man and not receiving the thing that we understand that God, man, he's in control of the elements. He's in control of those things that can stop clocks, our clocks. Let's look at this a little further. Read that 5 again, and we're going to move around.
Nahum 1 and 5 reads, the mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world, and all that dwell therein.
Continue.
6. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him.
You don't want it. I don't want it. And I'm here to tell you, I don't want it. I don't want to stand by nobody that think they do. I'm like Kanye standing next. I'm like that dude, what's his name, that was standing next to Kanye that said, oh, George Bush don't care about black people. That dude was like, Arr. I'm like, man, listen, God ain't got no power. Arr. Okay, watch this. I don't want nothing to do with that. Nothing. Don't tempt him, man, because he is it. He the end all be all to everything. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the ultimate power. He's supreme Maximus. He is the most high. He is the terrible of terribles. And we want to act like he ain't there. We want to be out here talking smack, fronting. mistreating people, dogging people, lying on people. Like he ain't watching. Like he ain't got that power to send your car into oblivion. Your airplane into oblivion. Your boat into oblivion. He ain't got to do that. All he got to do is say, hey, how about them 270-pound dogs finish you? He could do that. Just so you don't mess with the Most High, man, because he's in control of the elements. He said he caused the earth to come out of that water. He shook the planet, man. This is not on the Richter scale. We don't have a Richter scale that tight. We don't have a Richter scale that can measure that power. He said, I'm going to shake the earth back and forth like a drunken man. We don't have a Richter scale for that. He said, all the cities of the earth is going to fall. We don't have a Richter scale for that. All we have is a prayer. That's it. Psalms 104 and verse 1. Psalms 104, verse 1.
Amen.
Read to the 5. Read to the 9. Read to the 9. 104, verse 9. When you receive it, read.
Psalms 104. Is what we read, 1 and 9?
I'm sorry. Psalms 104.
Okay, 104, baby. 104. I said it.
I said it.
When I said
it. I said it.
Okay, go ahead.
Psalms 104. All right, Psalms 104.
Verse,
when you read it, read. When you
verse
get it, read.
One. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Amen.
O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty.
Yes, he is.
Who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain.
Come on.
Who layeth the beams of his chambers in water. In the water. Amen. Who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind.
Let me reiterate this too. I left that out. Okay. God, you know, we don't want to mess with the Lord because he could cause typhoons,
yes,
hurricanes,
yes,
earthquakes,
yes,
volcanic slides,
yes,
volcanic ashes.
Yes.
Tornadoes.
Yes, sir.
And wind that we can't stop. We don't have no instruments that can handle any of those things.
Yes.
Not one. All we can do is pray. When that time comes, Jack, all you can do is run and hide like the beast of the field. You know what I mean? All we can do is go dig. You know, hopefully you got a silo or something that's underground. We can go up under the ground. And when he get through with that tornado or that earthquake, we can only hope and pray that they'll find us later. Because God didn't do his thing, man. We messing with the Most High. We fooling around with something that we ain't got no fear of. We fools to think that the Most High ain't in control of the elements. Fools to think that we can get away with the nonsense that we're doing to each and each other. Read on.
Amen. Verse 4. Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers in flaming fire.
He didn't create the angels from the earth. He created the angels from the heaven. Yes. And the heaven is on fire, so they ministers a flame of fire. They don't have skeletons. We got skeletons. Angels don't have skeletons. They shapeshifters. They can turn into birds, ox, lions, and man. They are shapeshifters. They don't have a skeleton. Anybody got a skeleton is in a shapeshifter. All them stupid films that we be watching, monsters and werewolves and all that type of stuff, and their bodies is changing and all that. Impossible with a skeleton. That separate us from angels. That separate us from the spirit beings because we actually have a skeleton. What do you mean? Because the one thing that Satan always reminds God is that I got your skeletons. And we wear t-shirts with skulls on them. You know, like that's cool. Yeah, we bad, we cool. We bad like the devil, man. You have the least. You have no idea of what you're wearing and the reason why. None whatsoever. That enemy know what he doing. Every time he killed one of us, every time he raised up some skulls, put it inside of somebody like our heads to do something stupid like that, to raise a skull, he know what he doing. The angels know what they doing. That's why some of them is going to the lake of fire, period. They don't have skeletons. What is this man? Look at him. But Jesus said, the Father got a skeleton, and he got a skeleton. He said that to the disciples. Spirits don't have flesh and bones as you see me have. Spirits don't have flesh and bones. He was still able to walk through water. He was still able to walk through time. His skeletons just changed. Amen. But spirits, like angels, do not have a skeleton. But that's another conversation that comes in the sixth day, right? When he created us. We still in the third day. We trying to get this earth out the water. Continue.
Amen. Psalms 104 verse 5 reads, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever? Thou covered it with...
How long the earth is going to be here?
Forever.
That people have you to think, man, you know, well, the earth is going to dissolve and the sun is going to burst in and into nothing and we're going to all die climate control is going to just take over everything. We're going to find somewhere else to live. No, you're not. No, we're not. He's just going to do what he did with the rest of the planets, like Mars. Forget about it. We ain't going nowhere, and don't think we're going to escape our foolishness. We are not. We won't get away with it. Continue.
Verse 6, thou covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke, they fled. At the voice of thy thunder, they hasted away.
See that? He said the waters was above the mountains. The waters was above the mountains. And at his rebuke, he said, let the dry land appear. He rebuked the sea, not a river, not a pond, not a puddle of water, not a glass of water. Which is funny, because, you know, we watched that film, Bruce Almighty, he did like this. That was kind of funny, but it wasn't. But it was funny. Because can't do that. Funny Morgan Freeman was God. Skin like bronze or brass. Right? I mean, Morgan Freeman was too old to be God. I'll say that. You know, we want to look at God like he's some old dude. No, man, God is, he said Jesus and him are the express image of each other. Jesus, he was 33 when he died and he met God. God ain't no old dude. When he created Adam, Adam wasn't no old dude. Adam came out the ground. He was 30. He had a 30-year-old physique. He wasn't no baby in no manger. He wasn't that. He was a full-grown man. That's why he said in Daniel, he said, you're going to have a dual your youth on you, Jack. He said, you got the dual your youth. What? 33. Let's look at this a little further. Continue.
Amen.
But all that's in the sixth day. We're in the third day. Read on.
Psalms 104 verse 8 reads, they go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys.
Uh-huh.
place which thou hast founded for them.
That's the depth. That's the storehouses. That's what he said. That water, he said, at thy rebuke, they went down and from the valleys and down from the mountains and down, 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 down. And now here we are on top of the mountains. Ask the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon was underwater. You got water rings up there that says that it was water above the Grand Canyon. Yes, because the earth was up under the water. The waters covered the planet at one time. The Grand Canyon is a witness that the waters was above the planet. Mount Everest is a witness that the waters was above planet. Continue.
Amen. Verse 9. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass.
That's what he said. When he set that bound, then now, when he said that the dry land appear, the waters can't come back over. Because if he don't call a law on the waters are going to just come back over. Like I said, the tallest recorded wave in the planet ever is 400 feet taller than the Empire State Building. Wrap that power around your head. Wrap that massive amount of wave coming at you. Wrap that power, that force, and all of that. Imagine if you had the strength of that. Well, you will if you come up in the first resurrection. Amen. If we come up in the first resurrection, if we ever so blessed, man. Amen. And I mean ever so blessed. If we ever so blessed that we can come up in that first resurrection, understand that we will have the power of a wave that is 400 feet taller than the Empire State Building and all the weight that it carry and what it can do to anything. That's all to it. I'm for it. I mean, you know, it ain't nothing we can do about it. I mean, you can't stop it. God got that power, man. It's the God we serve. It's the God we're supposed to be fearing. You know, everybody in their flesh, we all think we all right. Mm-hmm. You know, you the end all, be all, everything that belong to God, man. I'm like, you are far away from dying.
You are what?
A fart. You are far away from dying. Oh, he'll blow your guts out your butt.
What? Really?
Didn't we just hear that dude say he just stopped eliminating blood out of his rectum?
Baby. Oh, on that series, yes. Okay.
He's sitting up there. He just giving his memo. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Next thing you know, he's sitting up there bleeding. Look, we are far away from dead. And we want to sit up there and boast ourselves against everything that belongs to him. We want to justify ourselves. Like, oh, man, you don't know this. You don't know that. You don't know this. Who you think you is? You think you smart. We think we smart. We got this. We got that. Man, listen, God ain't about our conversation. God is about righteousness. And he said he is the king of peace. Continue.
Verse 10, he sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills.
We read it last week that there's underwater springs in the seas. What do he need a spring in the sea? Isn't that water that's like water in the water? But if I'm called the earth to come out of the water, then I got to do something with the water that's in the water. Read on.
Verse 11, they give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst.
Okay, we're good there. Let's go to Psalms chapter 30, Psalms 136 and verse 4. Psalms 136 and verse 4. And read. It seems like to me that when the Most High was talking about his creation, man, he really gave it to Moses. He gave it to Solomon. He gave it to Job. Because when I read those things that belong to the creation, those brothers really be getting the goods from God when it comes to those things that belong to the creation, man. And when you start finding out some things, those secret things that belong to God and the creation, you find out that he dealt with them specifically with that. And then once he dealt with them dudes, then you listen to their conversation, they like, man, I don't want it, man. I don't want nothing to do with when you get P.O.'d at us. I don't want that. All I want is your mercies forever.
That's right, amen.
Where are we?
That's Psalms 136.
In verse 6.
Was it 4-6?
Yeah, 4-6, yeah.
Psalms 136, verse 4 reads, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever.
So he called the earth out of the waters.
Amen.
Man, to him, mercies endure forever. Why? Because he can allow that water. He got a place called storehouses that all that water went to. And he can cause it to come up, like in the days of Noah. And he do it every now and again, because the books say he do it for correction or for a blessing. He can turn that water loose, man, and it can be a drought, and it can water all of Africa and the desert. And next thing you know, all of the grass is growing, the beasts out there is cohabitating and all that. Or he can flood the planet and drown everything over there. We don't look. All we want is that we be on the right side of where he at. The last thing we want to do is get a backhand from God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. One more, two more after this. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse, yes, ma'am. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5. When you receive it, read.
2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5 reads, for this they willingly are ignorant of.
Want to not believe that there's a God. Even us. We don't want to see these things. We don't want to know these things. You know why? Because when we run into these things, that let us know that there's a God and there's a judgment, and we're going to be judged according to our foolishness. We're going to be judged according to the things that we've been doing against him in the dark or in the light. We don't get it, man. Read on.
Amen.
Wow.
Well, I'll read 5 again. For this willingly we are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water.
That's what we're talking about. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 8. The earth standing out of the water now, which was in the waters, which is what we're reading about. Continue.
Amen. Whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished.
Even the days of Noah, he called the storehouses of the deep to blow open, man. I mean, when they blew open, it was nothing we could do about it. The seas was raging, and it just washed man away. Don't think it was like this little bitty rain and man was holding on to stuff and stuff. No, man. It was like this typhoon that just took over the planet, and that's it. It was instant. It was like boom, and it was a wrap. It was nothing you could say about it. Before you could think you was going to save yourself, you was done. Before you thought you could run and hide, you was done. If you was on top of a mountain, you just happened to be there, and you seen it coming, you knew you didn't have nothing else to do but just pray to the God of Israel, the true and living God, that he would spare your life in the next resurrection. When he turned the waters loose on flood on Noah, that was it. That was it. It wasn't no running. It wasn't no escaping. It wasn't a boat that could have survived it. Let's look at this again. Let's go into Psalms 148, verse 1.
Oh,
did you read to the 6th? Yeah. Psalms 148, verse 1.
Psalms
148. Yes, ma'am. And verse 1, and when you receive it, read.
Psalm 148, verse 1 reads, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the height. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all ye hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light.
Because all of them have a speech on the God. We think, you know, that man is the only thing that's talking, Jack. He said, I'm going to pull my spirit upon all flesh in the last days. Don't be surprised your dog start talking to you. You know it. Don't be surprised when your dog start doing things around you that's just way beyond the dog. You know why? Because we starting to get into the last days. You see, he's going to pour his spirit out on all flesh. That means that is a witness day. The time of the Most High is at hand, that the beast of the field is going to be really intelligent. They're going to start responding intelligently. Read on.
Psalms 148:4. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Verse 6. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass.
Come on.
Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all depths deep.
See, he said this. He said, praise ye the Lord from the earth, all ye dragons and all the deeps. All the deeps. So we got places in the planet that he called a deep. That we got beasts or dragons or
like in China, that big old hole in the ground.
I still haven't seen what you was talking about. You supposed to show me. No, you ain't showed it to me.
There's a whole other planet.
Right. Well, we got reptiles that live in places under the earth that we never seen before.
That's right.
Okay? So we can go somewhere and find out. We can run into something that, it'll be horrifying. God created it just so that you ain't supposed to be there. He said, he's there to protect those things from you wandering your nosy butt down there. You know how we do stuff, man? How we be swimming around in the bottom of the ocean till this giant squid come and take us up. Just when we finna get ready to find something that belong to God, here he come. He sent his giant shark that's the size of a great white whale that swallow up your whole submarine, and then there you go, you out of here. And then you go, now here you is, you want to go inside of a cave all the way down in the bottom of the ocean and run into a lizard that's the size of an elephant that we ain't never seen before, just because he's protecting those things that he called the deep. Read that again.
Psalms 148, verse 7 reads, praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all depths, deep.
That's their job.
And all deeps. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all deeps.
Come on, read on.
Verse 8, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind.
That's all that's from the firmament.
Stormy wind.
All that's from, praise the Lord, the firmament, because the firmament have a speech on the God too. This. We can't stop the firmament, man. We can't do nothing to the firmament. A firmament can knock a plane out there. A gust of wind can knock a plane out the air. It'll stop the engine. He can send a gust of wind that can retard the engine of an airplane. I mean, a jumbo jet. It will knock that. A 747, it will knock it out the sky. The wind. He would send the wind and say, I'm the power. Boom! And knock that plane clean out the sky. He said, to the firmament, praise you the Lord. Read on.
Amen. Verse 8. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his words.
Why? Because the firmament can bring fire, snow, hail. That's what he brought on Egypt. That's what he brought up on Texas. That's what he brought in Arizona. That's what he brought in Florida. Oh, man, it's snowing in Florida, you think? Oh, it's snowing in Texas, you think? It's snowing in Arizona, you think? Because he is about to do his thing. We're getting closer. The beast of the field is getting wiser. They're getting smarter. Each generation is getting smarter. And the elements is really starting to talk to us. Continue.
Verse 9. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars.
All that's coming from the earth, which is what we finna get into, because now that the earth is on top of the waters, these things have to manifest themselves because he calls those things for us, right? And also, the earth is a representation of us, that we also be a fruitful hill, fruitful trees, and cedars. Read on.
Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl.
Out of the waters. Read on.
Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children.
Out of the water. Read on.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory above is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Pick it up at verse 9 and continue.
Genesis 1 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is a part of the program that we like to thank all our families for listening, you know, and we encourage all our families to stay in the Word of God, man. Just keep reading, man. Don't let nobody put the God, the true and living God of Israel, in a box for you. You let him expand your consciousness to him. Amen. So I want to say this to our families that's in the United States. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And thank you once again. First of all, I want to thank all our families that's listening to our radio show around the world. And we really appreciate your time and your patience. And thank you for hanging in there with us. Obviously, you know, we can't be that big of a crackpot.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Amen. So our family that's in the United States, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. Our family that's in Canada, they are blowing up in Canada, right? I mean, word is getting out. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. And our family that's in India, likewise, they're growing. And we want to say peace to you in the name of Jesus. To you and your family, Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in South Korea, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. In the name of Jesus, peace to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Switzerland, welcome. And peace to you too, in the name of Jesus. Amen. As well. Our family that's in Brazil, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Thank you for hanging in there, Brazil. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for your time. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Ireland, we want to say welcome back. Peace to you in the name of Jesus. Always, always welcome. So peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Shabbat Shalom. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace to you in the name of Jesus, to you and your household as well. Our family that's in France, we want to say welcome back again. And also, we want to say peace to you and your families in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our family that's in Germany, we want to say peace to you in the name of Jesus. And we want to say welcome. And always, always thank you for your time. Peace in the name of Jesus to you as well. And our family that's in Russia. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace to you as well, and in the name of Jesus, always thank you for your time. And we want to say our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace to you, in the name of Jesus. And always, always thank you for your time. And our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you in your household in the name of Jesus. And always gracious and thankful for your time. And our family that's in India, once again, peace to you as well in the name of Jesus. And thank you for your time. Our family that's in Maya and Amar, I want to say peace to you in the name of Jesus, to you and your household and your families as well in the name of Jesus. Always thank you for tuning in. Always, always tuning in. Oh my God. Thank you for your time. And our family that's in Vietnam, praise God. Thank you for your time. And always thank you and peace to you as well in the name of Jesus. Thank you for checking back with us in Vietnam. Amen. And our family that's in the Philippines, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you in your household in the name of Jesus. And peace to you always. And thank you again for your time. Our family that's in Japan, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Japan is growing. We want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace to you in the name of Jesus. And thank you for your time. Our family that's in Australia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace to you in the name of Jesus, to you and your families. And always, always thank you for your time. And our family that's in New Zealand, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And always thank you for your time. And let me see, I don't want to miss anybody. I got North Korea, South Korea. Okay, we can't get North Korea right now because, you know, right. And our family that's in Ethiopia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Thank you for always checking in on us. And peace to you as well. In the name of Jesus, I love this radio. Our family that's in Kenya, peace to you. In the name of Jesus, to you and your household. In the name of Jesus. And thank you for your time. And our family that's in Uganda, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and your families. And always thank you for your time. And in the name of Jesus, our family that's in Egypt, God bless you. And thank you for checking in with us regularly. God bless you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Our family that's in Algeria, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household in the name of Jesus. So we want to thank all of our brethren for their time, man, and all our families, you know, that just tuning in on a regular basis, and our families that that checks back in us. I know, man, that our environments are, is conflicting and afflicting, you know, and I know a lot of us, man, that I mentioned, we actually have been in conflict with each other and our neighbors and our wives, but right now, here and now, we are in the peace of Jesus.
That's right.
And right now, we're here for one purpose and one purpose alone, and that is the word of God, and that's where we find his peace. So we want to thank all of us for coming together, one mind. For the kingdom of God isn't about lineage at this point, man. It's about righteousness. So let us continue in his righteousness. As we continue in the, as he called the earth out the waters, then we start seeing more and more of those things that he referred to as righteousness when we start looking at the fruits, right? So with all of that being said, we want to thank all of our brothers and sisters, man, in the name of Jesus. And always, always, did I say turkey? I think I said, if I didn't say turkey, let me say turkey again. God bless you, turkey, and thank you for always tuning in. Thank you for always showing up. God bless you. And you just want to say, always, always, the peace of God be upon you and your household. And just remember that these things are sure. And just hold on to the faith, man. Just hold on to it. And the God of Israel, he will remember you. In Switzerland, wow. Switzerland is like, oh my God. It is. Amen. So with that being said, is there anything you'd like to say, Sister Red, before we close out?
Can I just want to say special and great precept, King, please? And as we always say, here at the sound of heaven, read your Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Very important. And hey, study to show that self-approved. You have teachers and leaders, and whatever everybody wants to call whoever they're, who's over there overseer, but you really need to research and study for yourself. And if you have questions, then you take it to your teacher. And hopefully they have the answer that the Most High wants them to give you. But just happy Sabbath. And I am blessed to be here with you on this Sabbath. It's a peaceful, beautiful Sabbath. And Shabbat Shalom to our family. And like you said earlier, they did not have to tune in to listen. So we appreciate that they gave an ear to hear what the Lord has given you. Like that logo, that picture in the back of you, the message in the bottom. That's deep. That's deep. The message in the bottom that the Holy Spirit has given you on this day. So we pray that they receive it in righteousness and in faith.
And whatever message in that bottle that was for them.
For them in particular, because yeah, everyone received the message differently.
Everybody here received differently. And whatever was in that message, man, hey, God bless you.
That's right.
And God bless it. You know, in your bottle. May he always fill it up. Right?
Amen.
So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please read
your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
God bless everybody. Shabbat shalom.